well. We love free intros. We love royalty-free tracks. We love not 100% understanding volume in GarageBand or GarageBand. And we just love naps, I think, is the number one measure of what I love right now. Is just a good, solid nap, which I'm aware may sound depressive. It's not. It's expressive. I don't know what I tried to do there. I think I tried to do that, like, you know that meme, don't be depresso, have an espresso? I mean, why not do both? I'm kidding. Terrible time to kid about it. The world's on fire. Actually, scarily, literally, well, everything I'm saying is the worst. I didn't mean literally, but that's an unfortunate, you know, the Amazon, half of Queensland, quarter of New South Wales. Ish. So welcome back to the 3am podcast. My name is Jess. Thank you so much for your patience, by the way, with not having an episode out last week. Last weekend was a weekend. I am very proud, though, that I stuck to my thing of if there is not going to be an episode out, then I will update my Instagram early. So I think most of you saw that I updated that, which is good. I know that I originally put the incorrect date on there, so thank you to those of you that reached out and was like, that's not a Monday. Appreciate it. Love that. My name is Jess. Welcome back to the 3am podcast. I am a Kiwi or from New Zealand and I'm living in Australia. I'm living in the land of female royalty, Queensland. That's what they call it. And just really having a time. But guys, I could nap all day. I could nap all day, all night. I'm quite tired. And I think it's one of those tireds that you kind of get when you haven't really done anything that would warrant being tired. It's almost like the karma you get for just being too relaxed. It's like, well, I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable in one way. And even if that is making you feel even more tired than you are currently feeling. And that's kind of where we're at, to be honest. But it's good. It's fine. Your girl is... Okay, so let me explain where I was last week. Actually, first, if you're not 100% sure what the concept of this podcast is, it is essentially... it's actually been a while since I've explained it. The last few episodes I've kind of passively, aggressively gone and told you to listen to previous episodes, which, for a more in-depth explanation of what this is, I would still absolutely recommend. But in essence, the 3am podcast is a podcast about anything that you may find yourself talking about at 3am. At 3am, you tend to be a little bit more loose conversationally, a little bit more open to talking about things. Sometimes it's after a night of drinking, sometimes it's early before you have to get up and go to a shift. Sometimes it's because you've just finished studying, whatever it is, 3am, witching hour, things get a little bit weird there, and that's kind of just where this podcast lives. So it's the 3am podcast. I've also started recently uploading these, or setting these to upload at 3am. That's 3am, is it Australian Eastern time? Australian Eastern Standard? It's basically 3am in Queensland, so... won't be 3 a.m. Won't be 3 a.m. everywhere. But it's always 1 o'clock somewhere, right? Right, my guys? You know, life's tough. But okay, so now I'll explain where I was last week. Well, your girl is a national award winner in my industry, which is... kind of fucking crazy. Kind of very, very crazy. I'll give you a really brief overview. I won't go too specific into what the awards are or not, but basically last week was a way to go to those. So in my real adult job, I am what I call a professional hype woman. but in essence, it's just my job to make sure that people in general feel good and I won an award for that. So that's kind of crazy. It did mean that I was in a different state last weekend and had to catch a plane back, and then was flying into a lot of smoke, a lot of fires around the place, and the residual of a dust storm. So by the time I actually hit the ground and got home, I was feeling a little bit napsy. So again, very much appreciate the patience. So why am I napsy this week? Well, that's just poor decisions, really. Well, poor decisions, how do you define a poor decision? Because when most factors actually point to it being a great decision, and the only decision that makes it a poor decision is, like, I don't know, timing, then is that not kind of a great decision holistically? I think it might be. Essentially, myself and one of my friends who is prone to just miscellaneous adventures decided to go and try Taco Bell. Guys, those of you in the States where you'd be like, why the fuck are you going out of your way to try Taco Bell? Well, not only is it out of our way, but it is, what, an hour and a half away, thereabouts. But it's one of the only ones in Australia. I've never tried it before. Went down to try it. I'll be honest, it's fine. I think I understand what all the, like, movies and TV shows and vlogs and whatnot mean when they talk about Taco Bell. It's just, yeah. Like, if it's open 24 hours and if that's my, like, drunk food, then I get it. It's greasy enough. It does whatever. But how do I explain it for anyone that hasn't had Taco Bell? Okay, so for anyone that hasn't had Taco Bell, I just explain it as the old El Paso Mexican packs that you can make, like, Mexican food with. Specifically, though, the old El Paso packs, it's truly just that, but with a few less fresh ingredients. It's kind of like if you're on a budget and you couldn't afford to get the lean mints, and you couldn't, you know, you didn't really have the means to make a fresh salsa, so you just got the packet salsa, and then you bought shredded lettuce, and your cheese was just really, really greasy, but you didn't put any, like, fresh tomato or onion or really anything in it, and you just kind of put it together. Like, it's fine, but I get it, you know, like, I understand the lane that it's in, and I'm like, okay, I see you, but you're over there, and you know what? That's fine. So do I regret eating it? No. But would I go out of my way to buy it ever again? No. Because I can truly make it. It's one of those fast foods that I can genuinely say I could just make. Like, you know, I'd be able to get the exact taste of Taco Bell. It's just cheap, made at home, Mexican style food that actually doesn't reflect Mexican food at all. Is the best way to describe it. So yeah, the intent was just to go down there, and we basically were like, cool, go down, eat, and then come back. And so, you know, no effort was made in terms of makeup, looking glam, outfits, anything. But you know what? This is our first mistake, because we should have fucking known better. That, as soon as we got down there, started Googling, found out that there's, you know, Starbucks that's open till at least midnight, decided to go into Brisbane, which, okay, here's something that I didn't really, so before I moved to where I live now, I had never, ever, ever been here, so I knew very little about it other than I wanted to do the job that I was moving here to do. I am genuinely surprised by how fucking nice Brisbane is. Brisbane is a stunning fucking city. It is set over the water. It has insane towering buildings. It has, like, historical looking buildings. It's got a really thriving like CBD area. It's got a really stunning mall area. It's got like trees, there's statues. South Bank is just fucking insanely pretty. They've got the Wheel of Brisbane. They've got everything. Like, it's a fucking lit city that it's just, it's really, really nice. And I don't know what my perception was of it before I moved over here, but I was like, I don't know. Brisbane was just like, when you live in New Zealand, you never go on holidays to Brisbane unless you just know someone that lives around Brisbane. That's it, really. And I know, like, most people, if they're coming over to Australia, unless they're going to the Gold Coast, you know, they'll go to Melbourne probably or Sydney. I'm a big Sydney fan. I'm actually going to Melbourne in a couple of weeks for the first time, which is exciting. But a really big Sydney fan. But yeah, I just hadn't really thought about Brisbane, but it's fucking so nice. But yeah, anyway, went down there, found out that they've got the Brisbane Festival on. And moral of the story is we were just very, very social and in public, looking like a cracked toenail. So that's great. I can't remember how we got to this point, but that's like, oh, that's right. I'm explaining why I'm tired. Long story short, left at like maybe 4 in the afternoon and got home and true last minute adventure style just before midnight. So that's actually not too bad when you think about it. But for what was essentially meant to be a quick dinner run, it's, you know, explains why I'm a little bit napsy. But that's fine because this episode, it's actually a mini-sode. Because it's like a touch base, how are you? I do hope that you are going well. I hope you're enjoying, you know, some more regularly uploaded content, even with taking that break last week. It's still more regular than it has been. Something which has changed since the last time we've spoken is that I've discovered TikTok and I'm fucking obsessed. I can see why it takes over. It is so good. If you want to follow me on TikTok, I think it's just Jess Obella. So just all one word, Jess Obella. Which is JessObella. And yeah. I mean, I don't really post stuff on there. I've done like a couple of things, but they're just, you know, re-uploads from other stuff, etc. And primarily, but it's just really interesting. It's a really interesting place to get like culture and keep up to date with memes and shit, which I know sounds really basic, but like, sis, as you get older, man, memes just keep passing you by. Like, it takes me a while to figure out. Like, I didn't understand why people were posting things about Chick-fil-A beefing with Popeyes, neither of which I've had, because neither of which are in New Zealand or Australia, which are the only two countries I've lived in, and I've never been to the States, so I haven't had either of them, but I kind of started to see the memes, and I just didn't understand, and I wish that I had have discovered TikTok, you know, half a day earlier, and I would have better understood the challenges of the chicken sandwich, so to speak. But TikTok's going great. Won an award. That's also great. I actually really fucking love that. It's very exciting, very fun, very funky, very fresh. And what else? That honestly might almost be it. I know that sounds really, 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 really crazy. But that's just where I'm at. That's just where I'm at. What I would say and request and even ask, or I suppose just throw into the universe that if you want to offer it, I will be gladly receiving, would be if you have any specific stories, something interesting about you, your life, or whatever that you want me to read out. I have found that one of the biggest reasons why I have people request for like a co-host is just because they want to know the story of someone else random. And so I like that. I'll tee that up. So if you've got a random story, then let me know and I can read it out. Something that maybe you wouldn't share unless it was 3 a.m. and you're sitting around some kind of trust circle of trust. But I'm going to definitely ask for those because people love them. It's great. Love that for me. Love that for you. So another thing that I thought I'd do just quickly, even though this is a mini-sode, I think it would just be like, good to, you know, put some little Easter eggs, hide some fun stuff, put some knowledge out into the world. And what I was thinking is that I would find questions where people have like asked for advice and then I'll give you the advice that you didn't ask for and probably don't need. But no, selling myself a little bit short there. I'm quite good with giving advice because I don't know what it is. You know how everyone just has like a, everyone has their own like little superpower. Everyone. Absolutely everyone. Even the people that you can't fucking see it for a mile, you're like, okay, what is it that they specifically bring to the table? Everyone has something. Part of mine is being able to really put myself in someone else's shoes. So what I've just found, and it's come in very useful through my career and just through life and through all that kind of fun fucking live your dreams stuff, is the ability to, I suppose, empathize, but just more literally than that, put myself in someone else's shoes and then give some advice. So, not to oversell it, but my therapist did tell me that I should be a therapist. Actually, no. My therapist specifically said that I shouldn't be a therapist. But she did say that I should be a psychologist and have like the formal backing of psychology behind whatever I want to do next. So that's fun. But yeah, the reason why she said that I shouldn't be a therapist is because she thinks that I will like essentially try and fix the solution and then that can inhibit someone else and blah, 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 blah. And ultimately my therapist told me just not. But she did say I should be a psychologist. So that, my friends, is the real tea. Okay. Five interesting questions. Agony aunt. Common agony aunt questions. That is what it's called, right? Yeah, sure. Why not? Haha! Okay, I found it! Okay, so I know that there's been a lot of silence, but I'm just trying to figure it out. This might be the wrong thing. This says that 11 agony aunt questions that are beyond any help. So I don't know if this is a complete fucking joke or what, but we're going to find out together. And then afterwards, I found a couple fun little quick questions that we can go through. Love that. Okay. So agony aunts have one of the hardest jobs. Actually, so this is on dailyedge.ie. And it's 11 agony aunt questions that are beyond any help. So this is number one, this unplanned pregnancy. Dear Deirdre, I'm guessing Deirdre is the agony aunt. My mum's dog attacked our postman. I tried to help him. Then one thing led to another, and now I think I'm pregnant. first of all, there's actually no cry for, like, advice there. Like, that could just be a weird flex. Like, it's like, hey, Deirdre, like, I don't mean to brag, but, like, I didn't even mean to, and yet here I am with the postman. So, I mean, what do you want advice on? Like, baby names? Like, I really like the name Parker. Like, maybe, like, Parker the postman's baby? Like, I don't fucking know. You didn't ask a question. Yeah, I'm going to say that your question is definitely, what should I call this baby? And I'm going to say call it Parker. Wow, so good at this. Okay. Oh, looks like I see the word pregnant again. So, you know, maybe Parker's the answer to this next one as well. Tomorrow's question. I don't know why it's tomorrow's question. Okay, must be saying tomorrow we're going to answer this question. Cool. My fiance is pregnant. And I've been sleeping with her sister, and her sister's also pregnant. I'm not ready for kids. Should I ditch them both? Navy boy. Okay, these cannot be fucking serious. So your fiance is pregnant and you've been sleeping with the sister. Okay. I'm actually going to try and get real. Now the sister's pregnant as well. So in this scenario, which I would say is almost entirely made up, I'm sure that this situation has happened in real life, probably happening at this very moment. But I don't think it's something that would happen and then have someone write in to an agony aunt column. But, okay, first of all, should you ditch them both? No. But there's big asterisks next to that. I don't really think at this point that it's up to you who you ditch or don't ditch. The one thing I'll say is that this thing is never going to end well. For you, there's no real scenario where you're going to get to keep the good things about the situation and remain anonymous. There's just not. So one of the things that you can do is actually preemptively take control of that narrative and just tell all parties involved and just say, hey, look, here are the facts. I want to thank you for taking the time to hear me out, and I appreciate that what happens next is up to you. And I think that's a really important thing to note, my dear friend Navy Boy, is that whatever happens next is up to them. You would be surprised in what circumstances people take people back. I'm not using that as like, I'm not like, oh yeah, and you'll be fine. But just like, you never know. You really could be fine after this situation, which is just fucking mind-boggling to me. But yeah, it's just not up to you. So should you ditch them both? I mean, the only scenario that I would say yes is if you don't want to be with either of them. Now, if you had asked, should you be prepared to have to leave them both? Then I'd say yeah. I mean, there's the strongest us possibility that they're both gonna be like, yeah, bye. But like, you just gotta roll with the punches. You've just gotta put the truth out there and then just fucking deal with whatever the consequences are, you know. Wow, I am a guru. Okay, what is next? Okay, so the next one is, again, not a question, and it just says, in fairness, this is definitely not okay. And it's just a headline that says, her love for lizards is tearing us apart. Oh, okay, it elevates. So Colleen says, when we're intimate, I feel the reptiles stare. So that's, I think, enough from the Daily Edge. Pray for us, Mindy. Okay. So now that we've done that, I'm just going to go to the next thing is on inc.com, INC.com, and it's 7 questions interesting people always ask in conversations. And because I can be an interesting person but don't particularly feel it today, I'm going to let this article be the interesting person. And I'm actually going to answer their questions. And I implore you to answer them as well. And if you want to send me the responses, I will just do a quick plug. Follow at the 3am podcast on Instagram. That's at the 3am podcast on Instagram. But pop over there and answer these questions. If you do, I'll share your responses. It'll be a great time. We'll have fun. We'll eat cherry tomatoes and we'll just relax. So question number one in the seven questions that interesting people always ask in a conversation is one. Oh. Wait. Wait a minute. These aren't even questions. These are just tips. We've been swindled, Bindi. We have been swindled. Yeah, these are just tips. Fake news, fake news, fake news. Good thing there's a million articles on this. On Google. Okay, 55 are the best questions to break the ice. I'm just going to answer maximum 7 of them. Okay, and this one is from Forbes. So Forbes.com, Forbes.com. All right. Seven questions. I'm just going to scroll, put my thumb down. Where we land is where we land. Okay, if you could spend the day in someone else's shoes, whose would they be and why? Okay, so I've got two answers for this. One is the measured one that would actually take me, you know, a good day or so at least to figure out who it is. The other one is the quick impulse. And the quick impulse is I would absolutely want to spend a day in Donald Trump's shoes. I want to know, like, the level to which my perception of him as this, like, blundering idiot is correct. I want to know if there's an agenda. I want to know the tea. I want to know if we're being too harsh on him. I want to know if we're being too nice about him. I want to know what the fuck aliens they've got at Area 51. I want to know all the passwords to the aliens. I just want to go a day knowing fucking everything. Do I feel like I'd instantly regret that? Absolutely. But yeah, that's my tea. So don't cancel me, please. Yikes. Who or what was your biggest teacher? Ooh, okay, this sounds cheesy as fuck, but this is like hella serious. My biggest teacher was not getting things that I quote-unquote knew I was going to get. So, for example, a makeup job that I went for, God, years and years and years ago, probably like over 6 years ago now, and I quote-unquote knew I was going to get it. In fact, I was pretty much approached to go for it in the first place, and then didn't get it. And I was like, you screw me. you made a mistake. But it was the best fucking thing that happened, not getting that position by a country long damn ass mile. It was the absolute best thing that could have happened, because I ended up in a career that is fucking phenom. And also, like, just needed to leave working in makeup. Like, I don't know how I did it, y'all. Like, I literally think about it and I get like, like, I just get like trauma. Absolutely not. Hated it. Bye. But yeah, not getting that and then seeing how well things can work out when you don't get what you think you absolutely want, that was a huge teacher for me. Thank you, L1. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? I don't know if this is the best, but it's definitely one that I love, and it's just what other people think about you is none of your business. Like, it's so good, you know? Like, I could be thinking, oh, this person is going to think this, and this person, like, who cares? And I still absolutely care, but it's just, like, a good reminder every so often. Like, if I'm like, oh my god, this person must think I'm blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, what they actually think is none of my fucking business. Like, just go about your life. Okay, what else? Wow, these are all so cheesy. Yeah, they're all so intense. Oh, what's my favorite 90s show? Okay, I don't know if this is 90s. I don't think it is. In fact, I'm just actually, as I'm saying this, it's absolutely not the 90s at all. My favorite early 2000s show is definitely Skins. I fucking loved Skins. If you haven't watched Skins, I don't know if I'd recommend watching it now. Maybe. Apparently it was like, it's, if you've watched Euphoria, which I haven't, full disclosure, apparently it's very much that vibe. But it's like, it's set in the UK, and I just remember, like, I fucking loved it. I don't know what it is, but Skins was just phenomenal. Something about Dysfunction. I think I'm low-key drawn to Dysfunction. Again, my therapist seems to think that's because I've got a pretty strong track record at, like, resolving dysfunction, and so I get probably, like, a bit of a hero's complex around Dysfunction, which is why I'm like, wow, Dysfunction, sign me up. But yeah, Skins is just, mwah, dream TV, phenom. Now, I know that I said I was going to do 7, and maybe I did do 7, I'm not sure, but I'm definitely not going to do any more because all these questions are kind of dog trash. So I hope that you enjoyed this mini-sode. Didn't even end up being as mini as I thought it was going to be. But it was so good catching up with you again. Please let me know the answers to any of these questions if you would like to share them. Go and check out my Instagram if you would like to. But actually, the thing that I will say, a little quick plug that I feel like I haven't done in a little while, is if you could go over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast, let people know if you're enjoying it, leave a comment. Apparently, it really, really helps. I'm not personally 100% sure how it helps or like what it means, but I've got 2 5-star ratings now, which is really fucking exciting. And if I could get a review, that would be even more phenomenal. So that's just on Apple Podcasts, on the 3AM podcast. You can scroll down and do a rate and review, and that would be so cool. But yeah, basically, I hope you are going well. Can't wait to continue talking with you. Can't wait to hear the answers to your questions, or rather your answers to this question or these questions. And be in touch soon. Until then, au revoir. Bye. Follow at the 3AM podcast on Instagram. Rate, comment, review, live your dreams. This is Jess. Bye.